This is Audible.
Random House Audio presents 1,000 Names for Joy, Living in Harmony with the Way Things Are, by Byron Katie, with Stephen Mitchell. Read for you by the author, Byron Katie.
Hello, this is Stephen Mitchell. When Byron Katie uses the word inquiry in this audiobook, she specifically means the work, the simple yet powerful method of opening the mind that she discovered in 1986. The work shows us how to identify and question the stressful thoughts that cause all the suffering in the world. It consists of four questions and what she calls a turnaround, which is a way of experiencing the opposite of what you believe. The questions are, 1. Is it true? 2. Can you absolutely know that it's true? 3. How do you react when you believe that thought? 4. Who would you be without the thought? You can find detailed instructions on how to do the work on Katie's website, thework.com.
The Tao Te Ching is a wonderfully accurate description of the mind in harmony with the way things are. Ancient China, modern America, what does it matter? When you don't believe your own thinking, there is no time or space. Life becomes effortless. In my experience, confusion is the only suffering. Confusion is when you argue with what is. When you're perfectly clear, what is what you want. So when you want something that's different from what is, you can know that you are very confused. As you inquire into your own thoughts, you discover how attachment to a belief or story causes suffering. The mind's natural condition is peace. Then a thought enters, you believe it, and the peace seems to disappear. You notice the feeling of stress in the moment, and the feeling lets you know that you are opposing what is by believing the thought. It tells you that you are at war with reality. When you question the thought behind the feeling and realize that it isn't true, you become present outside your story. Then the story falls away in the light of awareness, and only the awareness of what really is remains. Peace is who you are without a story until the next stressful story appears. Eventually, inquiry becomes alive in you as the natural, wordless response of awareness to the thoughts that arise. When the Tao Te Ching talks about the master, it is describing someone with a peaceful mind, a lover of what is. In this audiobook, I use the term master because it's in the Tao Te Ching, and I use the pronoun she because all I can talk about is my own experience. But master or teacher is not a word I normally use. It implies that we all don't teach equally, and that's not true. Everyone has equal wisdom. It is absolutely equally distributed. No one is wiser than anyone else. Ultimately, there's no one who can teach you except yourself. I don't give advice. I know that everyone knows his own way, and I trust that. For 43 years, I was clueless, and then I found the way, or I was open enough for the way to find me. That's why I trust that you can find the way too. No one is more special than another. There are no gurus who can magically enlighten you. But if a spiritual master is someone who has a happy life, who doesn't argue with reality, moves with every moment effortlessly, delightedly, and loves it just as it is, then, if I existed anywhere, who knows, I may be a spiritual master. I'm open to all that the mind brings, all that life brings. I have questioned my thinking and have discovered that it doesn't mean a thing. I shine internally with the joy of understanding. I know about suffering, and I know about joy, and I know who I am. Who I am is who you are, even before you have realized it. When there's no story, no past or future, nothing to worry about, nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be, it's all good.
The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao.
You can't express reality in words. You limit it that way. You squeeze it into nouns and verbs and adjectives, and the instant-by-instant flow is cut off. The Tao that can be told isn't the eternal Tao because trying to tell it brings it into time. It's stopped in time by the very attempt to name it. Once anything is named, it's no longer eternal. Eternal means free, without limit, without a position in time or space, lived without obstacle. There's no name for what is sitting in this chair right now. I am the experience of the eternal, even with the thought, God. It all stops and manifests in time, and as I create God, I have created not God. You can substitute anything here with the thought, tree. I create tree and not tree. The mechanism is the same. Before you name anything, the world has no things in it, no meaning. There's nothing but peace in a wordless, questionless world. It's the space where everything is already answered in joyful silence. In this world before words, there's only the real, undivided, ungraspable, already present. Any apparently separate thing can't be real since the mind has created it with its names. When we understand this, the unreal becomes beautiful because there's nothing that can threaten the real. I don't ever see anything separate called tree or you or I. These things are only imagination believed or unbelieved. Naming is the origin of all the particular things that make up the world of illusion, the dream world. To break off